享。
我现在就开始吗 ？Sorry. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
This morning, I would like to meditate with you together on a very basic topic in the Bible.
今天早上与弟兄姐妹一起来分享这个在圣经中一个很基本的观念。
If any man sins,
如果有人犯罪。
Now we want to talk about for a Christian, and if we sin, would there be a path of reconciliation with the Lord?
我们今天与大家探讨的就是，如果一个基督徒犯了罪，是不是有一条路能够让我们与神重新和好？
Let us begin by reading some scriptures. First of all, from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 14.
我们先读一些圣经，是约翰福音五章十四节。
John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you.
好，后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，就对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪。
And then,
恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
八章十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 11.
八章十一节。
And then he said, No, sir, she said, then neither do I condemn you. Jesus declared, Go now and leave your life of sin.
好，他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And then the book of Hebrew chapter 9, verse 12.
好，我们常看希伯来书九章十二节。
Hebrew chapter 9, verse 12. It says, Not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
And lastly, we will read from the letter of the First John.
我们最后读约翰一书。
First John chapter 1, from verse 7. To chapter 2, verse 1.
好，一章七节，然后到二章一节。
If we can get the projector up, and I would like to read together with you.
我们大家来看一下，我们能够大家一起来读这些经这段经文。
We'll read verse by verse. I will read in English, and then our brother will read in Chinese. But brothers and sisters, please read together.
好，那我先他先读英文，然后我用中文，然后弟兄姐妹然后一起读。
But if we, you don't have it.Okay, I'll read it for you then.
好，大家可以自己打开圣经啊。
But if we walk, First John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，并要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
In chapter 2, verse 1.My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
好，二章一节，我小子啊，我讲这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位忠保， 就是那义者耶稣基督。
Okay, brothers and sisters, if someone has already been saved by God and unfortunately has committed sin,
弟兄姐妹们，如果一个人已经被神所拯救，但是他不义中犯了罪
，How would he be able to return to God?
他怎样才能回到神那里呢
？This is a very important question.
这是一个很重要的一个问题。
If we do not know the path to restoration,
如果我们不知道怎样恢复的那条路
，then we would not be able to come back.
然后就不能回到神那里去。
And if a saved person between him or her and God, there is something wedged in between.
如果是一个拯救已经被得救的一个这样一个弟兄姐妹，在他和神之间有这样一个阻碍。
If there is sin between us and God,
如果在我们和神之间有罪阻碍
，and this is a very serious matter,
这是一个很重要的事情。
Because we would not be able to have a normal relationship with our God,
这样的话，我们就不能和神有一个正常的关系。
And if this keeps on going for a long time.
如果这样连续的有很长的时间
，We would discover that we would walk further and further away from our God.
我们就会发现我们离神会越来越远。
That even though we are saved,
即使我们已经得救
，But our spiritual life will suffer a loss.
但是我们的属灵的生活就会有很大的损失。
You know, our brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus, His name is called Emmanuel.
我们知道我们的主他是与神同在。
And Emmanuel means God is with us.
他的这个 Emmanuel 这个英文就是与神同在的意思，神与我们同在。
It means that our Lord desires to constantly to be with us.
这个字的意义就是我们的神他很愿意和我们一直在一起。
And He desires to be with us in such a way that there is nothing in between.
他愿意这样的和我们在一起，他的愿望是和我们和神之间是没有阻碍。
That he desires that we have an open fellowship with him.
他的愿望是我们能够与神，我们与神之间有一个很畅通的交通。
So brothers and sisters, it is very, very important that we maintain this intimate fellowship with our Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是很重要的一件事情，就是我们要和我们的神之间有一个亲密的一个维持一个亲密的关系。
If you recall the days that when you were first saved,
大家如果还回忆一下我们第一天我们刚受洗的那一天的情形。
Perhaps when we read the Bible, it didn't really make a lot of sense.
那个时候我们读圣经的时候，那个圣经对我们来说完全没有意义。
And perhaps that when we prayed, we did not know what to say.
当我们那个时候想要祷告的时候，我们也不知道怎么说话，怎么祷告。
But for some strange reason back then that we desire, we delight to read His word.
这不知道什么原因，但是我们那个时候是很渴慕能够读神的话语。
And for some reason we delight in speaking, in praying to our Heavenly Father.
我们对我们神说话的时候，我们心里也很开心。
And we have enjoyed in this sweet fellowship.
我们那个时候和神的有这样甜蜜的交通。
Because in us there is the new life.
因为在我们里面有这样一个新的生命。
And that in this new life we desire to meet Him face to face.
这有里面这样一个新的生命，我们就是愿意和神面对面的见面。
And this proper relationship with God had become the enjoyment of our life.
这样一个和神之间的一个亲密的关系，让我们成为一个生命中很快乐的事情。
But we also were able to recall that after we believed the Lord for a while.
然后我们也记得，我们过了一阵时候信主以后。
But for some reason we would fall into a condition of sort of a silent, sort of not very joyful.
我们然后就。到了这样一个状况，我们和神之间就是做这样事的不是那么的喜乐了。
That you have lost the peace within.
然后你在你心里面呢就没有了这样一个平安。
That even when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
you did not feel so sweet anymore.
你不再觉得那样的甜蜜了。
You realize this is pages of pages, word after word.
你在读圣经的时候，你就是看见这个圣经就像一页一页的那个充满了字的这么一本东西，一本书。
And when we pray to the Heavenly Father, it is no longer endearing.
然后呢，我们在向神祷告的时候呢，我们也不是很开心了，不是很愿意。
You pray, you say a few things, and then you're done.
然后你祷告了一下，你说了几件事情，然后你就 结束了，不想再祷告了。
It's as if our way to the Heavenly Father has been choked off.
就像我们和这个属神的天父的路之间呢，已经被堵住了。
And the reason, wherever, whenever that we have some problem with God is because there is sin in between us.
为什么有这样的原因呢？因为为什么我们在这神之间有阻碍呢？这个原因其实就是罪的原因。
Whenever sin enters into our life.
只要是这个罪进入我们的 生命
our relationship with God turns into a serious issue.
我们和神的之间的关系就变成了一个 就是 不好的关系。
Our God in the Bible said he is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
我们的圣经告诉我们神是那光，他在他里面没有黑暗。
But sin, if befell on our side,
如果是罪进入我们的生命中
Suddenly we discover that within us there is darkness.
我们就突然发现在我们里面就有这个黑暗。
We discover that our fellowship can no longer continue with God.
我们发现我们和神的这个交通就不能够再继续了。
Even we are saved.
即使我们已经得救了，我们也会有这样的现象。
If for someone who had once tasted the sweet fellowship with God,
一个人已经尝过主的恩，主恩的。
Now for some reason, if he or she were cut off from that sweet fellowship,
有一个或者有一些原因，这个他能和神的之间的甜蜜的关系被切断了。
Now in their heart, it would feel very sad, very burdened.
在他们心里，他会觉得非常的痛苦，非常的有负。
And therefore, when we were first became a Christian, right away, brothers and sisters taught us.
当我们刚刚受洗，刚新的变成新主的时候，我们弟兄姐妹告诉我们
that there should be absolutely nothing between us and the Lord.
就是我们和神之间就完全要没有阻碍
That Christ lives in me and I in Him.
主耶稣基督活在我里面，我也在他里面。
That I am able to directly enjoy His presence.
我们能够直接的体能够享受他与我们同在的快乐。
But if sin enters,
如果罪进入你的生命中
，we would lose the sweetness of the fellowship.
我们就和神的这个甜蜜的关系就没有了。
Now for someone who pursues the Lord and delights in the Lord.This indeed is a very sorrowful thing.
对一个如果是愿意和神亲近的或者追求神的人说，这是一个比较让人伤心的事情。
And the Bible clearly said, "I write this to you so that you will not sin."
圣经中直接的说，我写这些给你们，就是让你们不要再犯罪。
Even the Lord Jesus multiple times he said, "Go in peace and sin no more."
甚至主耶稣基督说了好几次说不要再犯罪。
And even the Apostle Paul,
你已经自己痊愈了不要再犯罪。
And the Apostle Paul also said that we who have been saved can absolutely no more, no longer remain in sin.
甚至保罗也是说我们得凡是重生得救的这不能 再犯罪。
Because our Lord Jesus,was the Lamb of God and shed His precious blood for us.
因为我们的主耶稣基督是神的羔羊，他为我们舍了他的宝血。
And that is our only one foundation of being restored to the Father.
这是我们和神建立一个良好关系的唯一的一个基础。
Brothers and sisters, think back. It is because we believed in this truth that we were saved.
因为我们要想一想，我们因为这个真理，我们才是得救的一个唯一的办法。
Now in the Bible, there is called one particular sin.
在圣经里面有这样提到一个特别的罪。
Now that is recorded in Hebrews chapter 10.
在希伯来书十章里面。
Hebrews chapter 10, recorded in 26, it says this.
希伯来书十章
26节。And it says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after...We have received the knowledge of the truth. No sacrifice for sins is left.
好，二十六章，因为我们得知真理以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
And verse 29 it says.
二十九节。
How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy or a common thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace.
29节, 何况人践踏神的儿子, 将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常, 又亵慢施恩的圣灵, 你们想, 他们要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢?
Brothers and sisters, in the Bible, there is one sin that if we commit, there is no coming back.
所以在圣经里这告诉我们, 如果我们犯罪, 其中有一个罪, 如果我们犯的话, 就没有回头了。
Is that when you treat the blood of Jesus Christ as a common thing?
如果你把耶稣基督的宝血当作平常,
Now, what is common?
是什么叫平常呢?
Common means that you and I are called common people.
对啊, 就像这我和你都叫做平常人一样, 这个叫平常。
Common people means that there are so many of us.
所以这个就是说我们这个平常的意思就是我们这种人呢, 很多很多。
Your president is called the unique person because there is only one president.
所以我们总统呢就称为唯一这特殊的人物因为只有这一个。
So what does treat the blood of Christ as common? It means that you think other than the blood of Christ, there are many, many other ways, many, many other things that can save me.
所以什么叫把耶稣基督的宝血当作平常呢? 就是把这个耶稣基督的宝血和其他的事情,很多很多平常的事情等同, 以为其他的事情也可以救你。
That you do not consider the blood of the Lamb the only way to salvation.
你不把耶稣基督的羔羊的宝血当作唯一的,整得拯救的路。
That we deny his position as the Son of God.
我们否认了。 主耶稣基督是神儿子的地位。
We deny the value of his blood.
我们否认了他宝血的价值。
We belittle the salvation that he has paid his life in order to gain for us.
所以我们把他的为我们所成就的这个救恩的这样一个大恩当做一个小事来对待。
If you go back on that truth, if you walk away from that truth,
如果你 把这个真理从这条真理上走，不走这条真理的路啊，不把这条路当做真理的路的话，
The Bible says there is remain for you no other salvation.
所以圣经说，在那里面，那这个就没有再没有其他的救恩了。
Because if we deny the one and only path to God, there will be no more salvation.
如果我们否认了这条唯一和与神和好的路的话，就没有再没有其他的救恩了。
However, brothers and sisters. Other than this particular sin, if anyone sins,
但弟兄姐妹们, 除了这一条罪之外, 其他的罪,
if we confess our sins,
如果我们承认自己的罪,
our God who is faithful, who is righteous,
我们的主是信实公义的,
and he will forgive our sins and cleanse all our unrighteousness.
他会原谅我们的罪, 然后洗净我们一切的罪孽。
There is a path, one and only path,
这个是有一条路,
that we lay hold of the blood of the Son of God,
我们把称耶稣基督的宝血为圣,
and that we are able to be restored to our Father.
我们能够和主耶稣恢复和好的机会。
And this is how we once were believed.
这样的话我们就一次得救。
And this is how we in the past were saved.
我们当在过去这样得救的。
And to this day and in the future, this is our only way to continue to walk with him.
这条路是我们从现在开始到将来这个和他一起同行和在主里同行的那一条唯一的路。
When I first became a Christian, there was another brother similar to my age.
我那时候受洗的时候有一个弟兄和我差不多年纪。
And he really loved the Lord.
他真的是很爱主。
Constantly he desired to live with the Lord in harmony, in the right relationship.
所以他一直就是追求和神有一个 和谐的关系, 一直跟随在和主在一起。
So that whenever he had the slightest sin,
只要他犯了一点点的小罪,
and in his heart, he would not have the peace.
他心里面他就没有平安。
And he worked very, very hard in order to get rid of these sins.
他 在那个时候他是非常努力的想要把这个所犯的罪、啊、就是去除。
And he tried very very hard so that he can return to the sweet fellowship with God.
他自己很努力的希望能够恢复和神甜美的关系。
And he often brought his sins to the fellowship and asked the brothers and sisters to pray with him.
他常常把他自己犯罪的事情带到这个团契里面、能够希望弟兄姐妹和他一起祷告。
That before God, he confessed his sins, he wanted to walk in the right path with the Lord.
在神面前他承认自己所犯的罪，他愿意、走在这条属神的正确的路上。
This is the attitude that the Lord delights.
这个是我们的神希望我们所有的态度。
Also, when I was a new Christian, I heard some sayings.
好，在我刚变成一个新的基督徒的时候，我听到这样一些话。
The saying says,That if you have believed in the Lord,
的话，最后你是不能得救的。
Now, when I have received this kind of teaching, my heart was filled with discomfort.
啊，当我听到那时候这样的教导的时候，我心里是不平安的。
Because when they taught this, they had some sort of quoted verses from the Bible as well.
他们教这些功课的时候，他们也有一些从圣经里面稍微有一点改动的一些条文。
And then at that time, whenever I sin, immediately I became doubtful of my salvation.
那个时候我只要一旦犯罪的话，我就很怀疑我自己的信仰。
And even though I have already believed,
即使那时候我已经相信了。
And the Bible, God said, God does not want me to sin.
圣经上说神不喜悦我那犯罪。
And yet I continue to commit these sins.
但是我还在那里、接着在犯罪。
Now, of course, we all know that God likes to keep records.
我们也知道神在那里记账的啊，所以他。
That one day he is going to judge me according to the records.
所以有一天，这个神要在那里跟我有一天要算账的话，我就不知道怎么办。
And that eventually there is a likely possibility that I'm not going to be saved.
基本上大概是将来就如果是这样的话，我就不能得救了。
And sisters, this also.Is a tactic of the enemy of God.
所以这也是一个神的敌人的一个计谋。
That whenever there is sin between us and God, he magnifies this issue.
所以只要是有一个我和神之间有一些犯罪的事的话，这个神的敌人就在那里放大这个罪。
Because the enemy wants me to doubt God.
因为那个敌人想要我怀疑神。
He wants me to give me this wrong impression.
他希望他那个敌人给我这样一个错误的印象。
That if you know, before I became a Christian, I sinned out of my ignorance of God.
在我没有信主之前，我那时候犯罪是因为我不认识神，所以我犯罪。
But God had mercy on me; He saved me.
但神因为有对我有怜悯，他救了我。
Now that I have already believed and yet continue to sin,
但我现在已经信了，但是我接着在犯罪。
Now would God still accept me?
神是不是还会接受我呢？
This is the wrong impression that Satan wants us to hold on.
这个是一个撒旦让我们有的一个错误的一个印象。
That he wants us to deny the power of the one and only blood of the Lamb.
他让我们他的撒旦的希望就是我们不再相信这个我们主耶稣基督的宝血的大的能力。
That the Satan want us to be disheartened toward our God's salvation.
所以撒旦就让我们在这个对神的信心上能就不再坚强，就软弱。
And sisters, even if you do not have children, you are a child of someone.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是没有孩子的话，但是你是起码你是谁某人的孩子。
Have you ever angered your parents to such an extent that they say, if you do this one more time, I'm going to disallow you?
所以你的父母就会说，你如果很生气，就说你如果再做一次的话，我就不要你了。
Unfortunately, my own father said this once to me.
我父亲也对我这样说过。
Now,For him to say that he's going to disallow me is one thing.
这个父亲说他不要我是一件事。
But for him to not have the biological connection is impossible.
对啊，但是在你的父亲和你这个就在 没有这个血缘关系，真是不可能的事情。
Brothers and sisters, the moment you raised hand at the gospel meeting, the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以，有一天，那一天你举起手来，在这个福音晚会上，或者那个时候你就是举手说我要信靠。
The moment we put our trust in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一天你就把你的信靠就放在这个我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
That moment God has called you his child.
在那个时刻就是神就是把你当作他的孩子。
God has given his life, the everlasting life, into your heart.
神就把他的生命永生生命放在你的身体里。
In the Bible verse we read this morning, nothing, absolutely nothing can take that away from you.
所以我们今天早上所读的圣经就是没有任何没有事情没有任何一件事情能够把这个生命夺走。
To be called a child of God is a fact.
啊，被称为神的孩子是一个事情。
But we can also be a child of God who displeases the Father.
啊，但是我们也可以成为这样一个啊的不讨父神喜悦的孩子。
If we never believe in the Lord Jesus,
如果我们从来没有信过神
we could never be his child.
我们不可能变成主耶稣基督的孩子。
In the future, we must be judged at the great white throne of God.
在有将来有一天，我们在神的白色大宝座前接受审判。
And the outcome of that judgment is the second death.
啊，那一天那个审判的就是第二次死的这个这个审判。
Is we will be put into a relationship that is eternally without God.
如果是 那样的话你就没有得救就是变成 你的第二次死就不再有神了不再和 神不再和你有关系了
But if we have already believed in the Lord we are a child of God
如果我们已经 信靠神了信神了我们就是神的孩子
We're already a member of his household
我们就是他家里的一员
One day we will receive the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ
所以有一天我们在基督台前受审判。
The outcome of that judgment is whether you receive a punishment or a reward within the house of God.
在那个基督台前的审判，你得的结果就是你或者是得了神奖赏，或者是得了惩罚，那是在神家里的一个惩罚和奖赏。
Whether God will call you good and faithful or lazy and wicked.
或者耶稣就会说你是忠心又良善或者是就是一个 懒惰的仆人
But the Bible continue to encourage us
圣经一直在那里鼓励我们
To maintain the right relationship with the Lord
和我们的神之间有一个健康正常的关系
To please the Father in every way
能够得讨神的喜悦
However in his letter John said If any man sins
在约翰的书信里面说如果有人犯了罪
This word if
就是圣经说如果
Even though the Lord Jesus is a life the life that is in us is a life that does not commit sins
所以其实主耶稣基督的生命在我 里面这个生命是不犯罪的
But because within our own nature there remained issues
但是我们自己的身体还是有问题的。
There remains weakness towards sins.
我们自己的身体里面还是有这样一个软弱会犯罪。
We are still able to sin even after we are saved.
其实我们得救之后我们也会犯罪。
And this word if speaks for example the Apostle Paul.
好这个里面是如果保罗这样说过。
We remember from Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul said about his baptism.
罗马书第六章，保罗说过他自己的受洗。
You know, if someone has already believed in the Lord, has already been baptized,
如果有人信了主，已经受过洗，
he should no longer sin.
应该他就不会犯罪吗？
But the next chapter, chapter 7, says what? He has a problem within himself.
那第七章罗这个保罗又说他自己也有问题。
The problem he named it covetousness.
就是
贪心。
贪心啊，他有一个贪心。
And did he commit this sin one time, two time?
他这里犯罪犯过一次、两次、三次。
Even our young brother shook his head. He knew the Bible.
这个我们的年轻人也在这里摇头，他说他他们都懂明白圣经。
This must have been a prolonged problem for the Apostle Paul.
这个就是保罗是一个很一个很长时间有这个问题。
That he tried this way, that way, he couldn't shake it off.
所以他那个时候说就是他试了这个办法那个办法，他就不能去除这个贪心。
Now of course Romans chapter 8 gave us a way of victory to overcome the sins.
罗马书第八章给了我们一条路，让我们能够制服这个罪的路。
That unfortunately will be a different topic than today.
那不是今天的题目，我们以后再以后找机会讲。
But brothers and sisters, if we commit a sin,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们犯了罪
，we must know that there is a way to return to the Lord.
我们知道那又有一条路可以回到主神面前。
We must know that it is imminent.That we immediately return to the Lord.
所以我们知道，如果只要我们悔改，我们就能回到神面前。
Brothers and sisters, if someone who is non-believe sins and we as believers sins, what is the difference?
这弟兄姐妹们，如果一个不信主的人犯罪和我们信主的人犯罪有什么区别吗
？You know, we all do the same thing. What is the difference?
我们都做了同样的事，我们有什么区别吗
？Brothers and sisters, when we sin, there will be darkness.Upon our heart.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们心里就有黑暗。
We will have this sensation. We will have this knowledge that I have been separated somehow in my relationship with the Lord.
我们自己有这样一个感觉，有这样一个感动，说，不管怎样，我是和神就是分隔开了。
That I tried to pursue the Lord, I feel like I was not able.
我在那里要追求神，但是我觉得我追求不到，我没有办法。
I would not be proud of the sins that I have committed.
我也不会为我所犯的罪再有骄傲的心。
And I would not allow myself to continue in this sin.
我也不会让我接着再犯这个罪。
So if any man sins, the blood of the Son of God cleanses us from all our unrighteousness.
如果有人犯了罪，我们主耶稣基督的宝血能够洁净我们一切的罪。
And this would be the basis, the foundation of how we can be restored to God.
这个就是我们怎样和神恢复关系的基本。
When the Holy Spirit illuminates within us,
当圣灵在我们里面光照我们的时候
，When He shined on all these hidden sins that is in our heart,
当这个圣灵照亮了我们心里的这个黑暗的时候
，We would repent for our sins.
我们会为这个事情悔改，后悔。
Brothers and sisters, I use myself as an example.
弟兄姐妹，我把自己当作一个例子。
I believe in the Lord in my university years, in my early 20s.
我在二十刚出头的时候，我在大学时候信了主。
And when I first came to the Lord, and when people taught me of this Bible verse,
当我刚刚信了主，别人来教我这个经文的时候
，I confessed all the things that I can remember up to the day that I believe in the Lord.
我那时候就是悔改，就是承认了我那。到这个信主的那一天之前所犯的所有的罪
you know, I lied to certain people
我就是某人撒了谎
I stole my desk neighbor's eraser
我偷了我同桌的那个这是橡皮擦
and I, for the things that I can remember I confess before the Lord
我记得的犯罪的事情我都在神面前悔改
but that's almost 20 some years ago maybe
这是二十多年前的事了
Now, since that 20 years, I've become married.
这二十年我后来就结婚了。
Now, after I got married, this is the thing I never knew before I got married.
很多事情在我之前我不知道结婚之前的我不懂的事情。
Is that when I live with a complete different person than myself, there are bound to be many difficulties. Things that you have to get used to.
所以你要和一个和你完全不一样的人一起在生活的话，你会有很多的挑战。
And within this time of getting to know each other, there are many quarrels.
在这个有了解对方之前呢，是有很多的插曲的。
There are many things that I should have said I did not say.
我有些事情我应该说的，但是我没有说。
There are many things that I should never have said, but I said loudly.
有些事情你完全不能说的事情，但是你大声的就说出来。
There are times that I should hold her hand.
有的 需要就是搀着她的手的时候。
But instead, when she was walking down the stairs, I tried to give her a little boost.
我是没有，正是在她下楼梯的时候，我没有去搀她的手，反而给她推了一把。
Brothers and sisters, there are evil, there are wickedness, there are sins that is in my heart that when I was 20 years old, I never knew.
但我那个时候知道。这个在我里面有这个有这个邪恶，有这个我在二十岁以前我不知道的邪恶，其实已经在我里面。
There are sins that I have never confessed before.
在有这样一些罪呢，在我这个那个时候悔改的时候，并没有承认的罪。
Because God has not allowed the right person and the right moment to arrive.
神没有兴起合适的时间和合适的那个时刻来让我做这个事情。
And after I got married, I had three kids with my wife.
结婚以后，我有了和妻子有了三个孩子。
Now five sinners living under one roof. You imagine.
五个罪人住在一个楼里，你想想看是怎样。
And you can talk to my kids how painful it is to live with me.
你可以和我的孩子说，和我住在一起是多痛苦的事情。
And likewise, I can tell you how painful it is to live with them.
我也是可以和这些孩子住在一起，是也挺痛苦的。
There are hidden sins that was never before discovered.
在我里面有一些罪，我以前并不没有发现是罪的。
Because I never had the right opportunity.
我没有合适的机会。
Friends, sisters, all this points to two facts.
所以的这些就指向了两点。
The first fact that I am an absolute sinner, rotten to the core.
或者我就是一个这个完全的罪人，是从里到外都已经朽坏了。
In me, that is to say, in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
所以就是圣经上说，在我里面没有良善，一点都没有。
And then the second fact, the blood of the Son of God washes away all my unrighteousness.
所以第二点就是主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我里面一切的不义。
You know, by what reason, on what foundation can we be restored to the Father?
是什么样的基础我们能够依靠，能够恢复和神的关系呢？
You know, I can feel bad about my sins or my thoughts for 1,000 times.
我能够记得我自己的罪，能够自己的不义有1,000次都能。
I can feel regret. I could ask for forgiveness of my family.
我能够体会后悔，我也能够体会我怎样来向我的家庭让他们来原谅我。
But if there was not the blood of the Son of God, there would be no way of being restored to the Father.
如果没有父神主耶稣基督的宝血是没有办法恢复和父神的关系的。
And His blood cleanses me from all. My unrighteousness.
他的宝血洁净了我一切的不义。
And it includes all the sins that I had once committed.
包括一切的罪孽，我以前犯过的。
Present and future.
现在的和将来的。
All that is because you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
因为所有的这一切，包括将来的，因为你不知道将来会发生什么。
But in the future, if anyone sins.
如果是在将来，如果有人犯了罪。
God does not delight in our sinning.
神不喜悦我们犯罪。
But if anyone sins,
如果有人犯了罪，
there is one and only path to be restored.
那就是有一条路可以恢复的。
And if we say, if we declare that I have not sinned,
如果我们这里宣告我没有犯罪，
other people can sin, I never.
其实别人会犯罪，我不犯罪。
Does this sound familiar to you?
熟悉吧，大家很熟悉这句话。
You remember in the Bible, someone said this.
在圣经里有人说过这个话。
Someone said this to the Lord Jesus. All your other disciples will fail you. I never.
有人这样对主耶稣基督说别人都会失败，我不会。
This is the Apostle Peter.
是彼得说的。
Peter said, I would die for you.
彼得说我会为你死。
But when he said that, he did not know how much sin, how much weakness was in him.
那个时候彼得并不知道他里面有多大的罪，有多少的不义在他里面。
You know, obviously the Lord does not take delight in Peter denying him.
所以我们知道 主耶稣基督并不喜悦这个啊，这个彼得背叛他。
But the Lord Jesus knew Peter.
但主耶稣基督知道彼得。
Much better than Peter knew about Peter.
甚至比他自己还更知道自己。
So the Lord Jesus said to Peter, "When you have returned."
啊，这个所以主耶稣基督对彼得说，你回头以后。
The Lord does not delight in Peter denying the Lord.
主他不喜悦啊，这个彼得否认他。
But our Lord Jesus, who is grace upon more grace,
但我们的主耶稣基督是恩上加恩的神。
He continues to treat us with grace.
他继续给我们这样有一个大的恩典。
Now for Peter, after he publicly denied the Lord three times,
这对彼得来说，他三次在不认主。
He sinned in public.
他在公众面前三次犯罪。
And he also stumbled other disciples.
他也绊倒了其他的门徒。
And when Peter heard the rooster crow, he remembered the words of the Lord.
当这个彼得听到那个鸡叫时候，他想起了主耶稣基督对他说的话。
He felt so terrible.
他自己心里觉得啊，真的是很可怕。
He went out and wept bitterly.
他出去，然后是大声的痛哭。
But because Jesus was taken away, Peter never had the chance to tell the Lord Jesus how sorry he was.
因为那个时候基督已经被抓走了，那个彼得没有找到机会对啊耶稣说我是多么的感觉多么的后悔。
And after the Lord Jesus was crucified, the disciples, their faith were struck down and they scattered.
当耶稣基督上了十字架以后，那些门徒们他们信心得了打受了打击，这些人就四散而逃了。
And they even went back to the old job of fishing.
他们回到了以前的旧的工作去打鱼。
Until John chapter 21,
直至到约翰啊二十一章。
Even while they were fishing on the boat,
即使他们在船上打鱼。
Someone saw on the shore there's somebody.
有人在看见岸上说那有人。
Somebody stood on the shore.
有人站在岸上。
And then someone out of this boat discovered that person is the Lord.
有人在船上就说那是主耶稣基督。
So the Apostle John first recognized.
啊，这个约翰，使徒约翰第一眼就看出来了。
But John did not first dive into the water and swam to the Lord Jesus.
但是约翰他并没有第一个跳下水去朝耶稣游过去。
For some reason, at this point, maybe the Apostle John knew that Peter needed to have a moment with the Lord Jesus more than he does.
啊，有可能那个时候，约翰啊，使徒约翰觉得这个彼得更需要有一个和主耶稣基督在一起的这样一个机会。
So John kind of whispered in the ears of Peter, "Hey, the Lord is there."
所以这个约翰对这个在彼得耳边说，这个主在那儿呢。
And the moment Peter realized that there is a chance for him and the Lord,
当彼得那里意识到有这样一个机会，他和主，
he was the first one to dive in, swam to the shore, and met the Lord.
所以他是第一个跳下水游到岸边去见耶稣的。
And he had a conversation with the Lord that the Bible never bothered to record.
他和耶稣说的话，圣经并没有记载。
So we don't know what exactly they said.
我们也不知道他和耶稣说了什么话。
But from the story that happened later on, we kind of can guess what they said.
我们从故事后面的发展，我们可以知道他们说了什么话。
Because when the Lord Jesus opened and spoke to Peter, he said, "If do you love me more than these?"
啊，但我们知道后面，耶稣对彼得说，你爱我比这些更多吗
？No, the question is a matter of love.
这个问题就是这个有多少的爱。
If you can ask someone this question, "Do you love me?" then that means there is nothing in between these two people.
你如果知道有人，你可以向某个人问啊，你还爱我吗
？That the relationship has been restored.
你知道这两个人之间是没有任何的阻隔的，
that、
这个关系被恢复了。
The Lord Jesus does not hold a grudge against Peter.
这个主没有在那里埋怨这个彼得。
There was no rebuke from the Lord to Peter.
在那里也没有主对彼得的责备。
How can this be?
那怎么可能呢
？Because the blood of the Son of God washed away all his unrighteousness.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了他一切的不义。
And even if Peter would regret 1,000 times, there would not be a way for him to return.
即使彼得在那里后悔了1,000次，但也没有回去的路。
Brothers and sisters, on our side, we have this phrase called "If anyone sins."
在我们这边，如有这样一句话，就是如果有人犯了罪。
But on our Lord's side, this is "When you have returned."
在我们主耶稣那一边，就是说你什么时候回头。
Brothers and sisters, with what everlasting love, with what long suffering, does our Lord wait for us to return to him.
所以因为我们主耶稣基督有这个永久的爱，就是呢主耶稣基督，就是他一直在那里等待我们回头。
How much of a love that causes him to love us to the end.
什么是主能够有这样大的爱，能够等我们一直爱我们到底呢？
That even if we commit such a grievous sin against our Lord.
即使我们犯了这样一个罪恶的罪，对耶稣基督犯了这样一个罪恶的罪的时候，
Even we hurt his heart so deeply with what we have done.
甚至我们用了很大的犯了很大的罪，能够深深的伤了主耶稣基督的心。
There remains a way for us to return to him.
仍旧有一条路，存留，让我们能够回到他那里。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have this heart before the Lord.
主耶稣啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们在主耶稣基督面前要有这样一颗心。
We can say to the Lord,
我们可以对主说，
Lord, you love me so much,
主啊，你这样的爱我，
that I have no other way to pay you back,
我没有办法来偿还你，
but I have this desire in me,
但我在心里面有这个渴慕，
if I ever sin against you,
如果我再次对你犯罪的话，
do not allow my heart to harden against you.
不要让我的心刚硬，再次的来伤害你。
Do not allow me to remain in my sins.
不要让我仍旧在我的罪里面不出来。
Help me to come back to you.
能够帮助我能够回到你那里。
Help me to be restored to you.
能够帮助我能够和你恢复关系。
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to confess our sin?
弟兄姐妹们，什么叫做承认我们的罪呢？
If we sin, there becomes 3 aspects.
如果我们犯了罪，有3个部分。
There is God and us, and in between there is sin. The 3 factors.
所以有三个部分，一个是我，一个是神，是神，中间的就是那罪。
If I choose to stand with sin,
如果我们决定就是要和这个罪在一起。
That means I have committed a sin.
那就说我就犯了这个罪。
That I have departed from God.
然后我就和神远离了。
And every time I commit any sin,
每一次不论我犯了任何的罪，
I have sided with sin.
我们就和这个罪在一起。
And every time I am with sin,
每一次我们和罪在一起，
The immediate effect is that I will hide from God.
这个马上你的结果就是你会在神面前你会躲起来。
That's what Adam did. The moment he sinned, he began to hide from God.
就是亚当这样，大家知道，他一旦犯罪，他就和神躲起，在神面前躲起来。
If we side with sin, we will depart from the Lord.
如果我们和罪在一起，我们就和神分隔了。
Now what does it mean to confess our sins?
如果什么叫做我们是承认自己的罪呢？
To confess sins means I want to return to God's side.
这个承认就是承认自己的罪，就是我愿意放弃这个罪，我能回到神面前。
That I will stand against sin.
我在那里反对这个和神在一起，反对这个罪。
That I will condemn sin, call sin as sin.
然后我们会在那里责备这个罪恶，然后把这个罪恶称为罪恶。
And if someone who have sinned,
如果有人犯了罪，
and their knees, he will feel the work of the Holy Spirit within his heart.
他会感觉到圣灵在他里面做工。
That he would confess sin and return to the Lord.
他会承认那个罪，然后回到神面前。
And the Bible said, if we confess our sins, John chapter 1 verse 9.
圣经说，如果我们承认自己的罪。
Now here, the Chinese just say sin, but if you read the English, you'll realize that if we confess our sins.
好，所以英文里面是说，这个你是要承认罪，你承认是众多的罪，不是这个罪。
And he is, God is faithful and just, he will forgive us of our sins.
所以神必要赦免我们的这个罪是个复数，就是一个罪行。
You know, we do not commit sins at the same time. We commit sin one at a time.
我们不是犯罪，不是说我们犯这个复数的这个罪行很，我们一次只犯一次的罪。
So when we go back and confess our sins with the Lord,
我们向神承认我们所犯的罪行的时候，
we cannot be vague about it.
我们不能在那里就是说这个把这个事情搞得混乱一些啊，或者模糊不清。
We cannot say, oh God, you forgive all my sins. Yeah, very good, thank you.
我们那里不能说神啊，你赦免我所有的罪，一样的赦免所有的罪。
We need to count.
我们要在那里数。
One at a time.
一次，有一次犯罪就算是一次。
Have I lied?
我有没有撒谎啊？
Have I talked about people behind their back?
我们有没有在人背后说人家闲话呀？
Have I condemned, judged people?
我有没有在那里责备啊？有没有咒诅某个人呢？
Did I covetous? Did I steal?
有没有偷窃啊？
What is it? What is it that I have done?
我做了什么事？你要一个一个的清楚。
Count them, exactly, one by one.
你要一件一件的数。
Now, when we confess our sins, we do not need to retell the whole story to God as if he doesn't know.
我们在认自己的罪的时候，我们不需要把整个的故事向神复述一遍，以为神不知道。
But neither do we deny responsibility.
我们也不能在那里说我对这个事情我不负责任。
And then we keep saying to God, no, it's not my fault, it's the woman, Eve, it's her fault.
我也不能对神说，这不是我的错，是那个女人的错。
We have to own it.
我们要在这里承认这个错。
You don't have to explain the reason why you sin.
你不需要在那里解释为什么你犯罪。
But we come to the Lord, count and confess clearly what we have done.
我们到神面前来，在那里在一件一件的数自己所犯的罪，到底是什么。
When we confess our sin, we need to feel the pain in our heart.
我们在这里承认罪的时候，我们要在心里头觉得这个心里觉得痛苦。
You don't have to condemn yourself beyond that point.
然后的话，你就不需要再接着再不停的责备自己。
But we need to feel the pain of sin that we have caused.
我们也要在这里觉得自己所犯的罪所带来的痛苦。
You know, sinning against God is not a light matter.
这个在神面前犯罪不是一个轻的事情啊。
You know, forgive me for using this.
我们在这里来用一下这个。
The reason why we have this.
为什么我们有这个杯子呢？
The reason he has died on the cross.
主耶稣基督上十字架为我们死的原因呢？
Is a direct result of my sin.
因为我们的犯罪，所以他上十字架。
It is because I have sinned that caused him to die for me.
所以是因为我们犯了罪，才使我们的主耶稣基督为我们死。
And therefore we cannot willfully sin.
所以我们不能在那里就是有意的犯罪。
And therefore we cannot consider this a light and small matter.
我们不能把这个当作一个小事来看待。
And do not consider that since God has forgiven me, that I can sin continually.
不能这样认为，神已经在那里洗净我的罪孽，我就在那不停的犯罪。
And then afterwards, I can just come back and say sorry to God.
我们然后就回来就说对不起啊，神啊，不能这样想。
We need to have this sorrowful heart in our heart.
我们也要有这个悲伤的心。
That we are not willing to sin anymore.
我们不再犯罪了。
To know that it is painful for God and for myself if I sin.
我们也知道，如果是我们接着犯罪的话，对神和我们自己，我们都是会感到痛苦的。
Now because the damage sin causes in us is so great.
因为这个 犯罪的结果在里面造成的伤害是那么的大。
We could not allow sin to remain in our life for too long.
我们不能让这个罪在我们里面有很长的时间停留。
When I first believed in the Lord, the brothers taught me.
好，我们刚信我刚信主的时候，我的弟兄告诉我。
Back then, we still read newspaper.
那个时候，我们在那时候还读报纸呢。
And so the example was that if you read newspaper,
如果这个例子是如果你读报纸。
You flip to the next page.
然后你可以翻到下一页。
And suddenly there's an advertisement on that page.
啊，然后这个这报纸上有个广告。
And there's a pretty woman on that page printed.
啊，有一个很漂亮的女人的照片在那。
That for whatever reason, the woman was not wearing a lot of clothes.
啊，或者是有什么原因的话，那个上面女人的照片上并没有穿什么衣服。
And it causes you all kinds of imagination.
然后让你就脑子里面有很多的想象力啊。
Now the brother said, when you turn the page, you don't know what's coming, so the first look is not sin.
啊，所以因为你的弟兄说，你翻报纸的时候，你不知道下一页报纸上会有出现什么的图片啊，所以你第一次看的话，那不是罪。
But after you have looked the first time,If you carefully study what is going on in there,
如果你看了这一页的话，如果你仔细的读它里面是什么内容的话
，Worse, you provide some sort of storage room in your house and keep it.
最差的就是你在这个家里头有一个小的这储藏室，把这些照片就存起来了。
That obviously becomes a matter of sin.
那就是罪了。
Brothers and sisters, it is so.Easy for sin to catch up upon us.
弟兄姐妹们，这个罪占领我们的心其实是很容易的。
I learned an English word yesterday.
我学了一个英文词，昨天学的一个英文。
And I confirmed this with my child.
我在这和我的孩子又确认了一下。
In the past, I only know that if you watch too much TV episode, it's called binge watching.
过去
不知道怎么翻了。
过去我看很多电视的话，有个叫 binge watching 这个字。
It means that you in one sitting watched a lot of TV shows.
所以你就看了在这个知识
电
视狂。
The phrase I learned yesterday was doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling 就是这个 doom 的话就是一个反正 scrolling 的话就是翻页的，
这是滑手机啊，
滑手机啊。
Yeah, doom scrolling.
Doom 啊。
You know when you swipe up the screen, you don't know what's coming in the next screen, do you? You don't know.
就像这个就像看手机上的时候，你翻了一滑了一页的话，你下一页是什么你不知道。
Brothers and sisters, when this thing that comes up to you suddenly,
当这个事情突然在你眼前出现
，the first look is not your sin.
第一次看不是你的罪。
It is not. It is.
你不知道，因为第一次看，你也不知道下面是什么，你这看见了。
If you dwell on it.
如果在上面停留在上面的话。
If you spend a lot of time on it.
如果花很多时间在上面。
Even the calculation of the TikTok software knows that you like this kind of thing. It's going to send you more.
所以这个 TikTok 呢，他知道你在上面停留的这一页上停留的时间越久的话，他就知道你越喜欢这个，他就然后送给你更多的这方面的。
You don't want to know how I know.
你还不知道我怎么知道。
It catches up on you very suddenly.
然后他就是说，就不停的推送这些事。
And that right relationship with the Lord suddenly goes away.
所以这个时候，你和神的关系就突然就没有了。
And sisters, if we allow ourselves in that for too long a time.
如果我们允许这样的事情过了不久
，If we do not right away come back and confess our sins，
如果不能马上回来，承认自己的罪
，Our normal relationship with God will be hindered。
我们和神的正常的关系就被阻隔了。
So do not delay。
不要迟延。
Rise up and resolve this matter quickly。
马上起来和解决这个问题。
If we confess our sins, our God, He is righteous, He is just.
如果我们承认自己的罪，我们的神是公义的，是信实的。
He will forgive.
他会原谅我们的罪。
He will cleanse.
他会洁净我们的罪。
Of all our sins, all our unrighteousness.
所有我们不正不义的罪，他都会洁净。
May this never be a weakness in our conscience.
愿这个罪不再成为我们自己的良心的一个缺点。
May never a reason that the Holy Spirit cannot lead us.
啊，这个罪不应该成为圣灵洁净我们的理由。
May never be a reason that the Heavenly Father cannot talk to His own children.
这个罪也不应该成为天父不能和他的孩子进行交谈的一个原因。
May never another child of God hide from the presence of the Lord.
也这个罪也不能够成为另一个神的另一个孩子在神面前藏起来的一个原因。
And therefore, the way of restoration is one and only one.
所以这个唯一的恢复的路就是唯一的一条路就是
that if we confess our sins.
如果我们承认自己的罪
that Christ has borne all our sins.
因为主耶稣基督会洁净我们的罪
that we confess before the Lord that I am not able.
我们在神面前要承认我们不能
that the more we walk with the Lord, the more we realize that by my strength, I am not able.
所以我们和在神里面走得越久我就是我们 会说我们靠自己我们不行
that there is nothing I can boast of
没有什么我可以自夸的
except Jesus Christ and Him crucified
只有耶稣基督和他所钉的十字架
Brothers and sisters, may we live in the constant joy of His companionship
主弟兄姐妹们让我们这样喜乐的和在主一直在一起的这种喜乐中生活
And may every time you come before the table
愿意大家每一次到主的饼杯面前的时候
You savor the everlasting love of our God
这个我们主耶稣基督就是我们的救主永久的主
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer
让我们低头祷告
Dear Lord, before such a patient God, what can we say?
主啊，你是那样有耐心的主，我们能说什么呢
？Dear Lord, with such a determined God to love us, what can we say?
主啊，你是那样一位有决定的主，我们能说什么呢
？We can only say that we are yours because you have bought us.
我们只能说主啊，我们是你的，因为你已经买赎了我们。
That not only forever we belong to you.
不但我们永远属于你。
We want to walk with you.
我们愿意和你同行。
We want to abide with you continuously.
我们接着靠着你，一直靠着你。
Oh Lord, remove any hindrance.
主啊，挪去我们一切的阻碍。
That we can love you and love you more.
我们能够更加的爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.